The status of Joplin's business community is still very dynamic.
Rob O'Brien is president of the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce, who today on KSMU's Sense of Community series has a status update on the city's 531 businesses destroyed or severely damaged by an EF5 tornado which tore through the town May 22, 2011, killing 161 persons. Chamber of Commerce President Rob O'Brien says of the 531 businesses and 5,000 job slots affected by the storm, 90% are back in business and back to work. Overall, though, with new businesses locating in Joplin since May 22, 2011, employment is higher than before the storm.
A thing that we've seen is about 160 new companies come into Joplin. So pre-tornado, we're up probably month over month, somewhere in the realm of 1,000 to 1,500 jobs more than pre-tornado.
Rob O'Brien says business loans through the Joplin Business Recovery Fund, established 3 days after the storm, along with loans from the Small Business Administration and the Joplin Tomorrow Fund, the easing of state, federal, and local governmental regulations related to wait time, plus private insurance, helped businesses large and small start recovery efforts quickly.
The big box retailers, they were very quick to get back. The city helped them to move forward, get permitted on a timely basis, and get that part of the economy going. We also worked with a lot of small firms in terms of finding other locations that they could get into. Some of them were very quick to find other locations.
Yes, I'm David Starrett. It's S-T-A-R-R-E-T-T. And my wife and I own the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Joplin.
At its new location in the 2100 block of East 32nd Street.
Our previous location was on 20th Street, which was totally wiped out during the tornado. And we were fortunate enough to secure this location actually the next day.
How is it that you came across a new location less than 24 hours after the tornado?
Well, I tell you, Mike, we're just blessed. We were not in Joplin on that Sunday. And we were driving back from Kansas City that afternoon and got a text from one of my employees and said, store gone. And we didn't know what was going on. A couple of phone calls. We were finding out what's taking place. We got home, saw what had happened. You know, we lost a few of our folks, didn't make it through the storm, lost their lives. We had four employees whose homes that were lost. And so in the midst of all that tragedy, we fared pretty well and really feel fortunate, feel blessed.
David and Sherry Starrett's Medicine Shop Pharmacy on 20th Street was flattened Sunday evening, but at their undamaged home Monday morning, while planning their next course of action, a customer called to offer them use of a vacant building.
Well, yeah. So we made a mad dash up here to 32nd Street. And as we were looking, it didn't look like it was going to work very well for us. But just so happens, right across the street, next to where we were looking, was the location that we're at now. And it was empty and said in the window sign for lease. Well, we called the phone number and said, we're interested. Could we look at it? So we opened up 5 days later on that Saturday after the tornado.
With, as David Starrett points out, the help of kind-hearted strangers, good friends, good luck, good government, good insurance, and great employees.
So many people during that time, and it just wasn't us, it was people coming in to help the whole town. Oh, and it seemed like every parking lot there were people barbecued and feeding people. We had ladies in the SUVs jumping out with cases of water and personal pizzas for 15 crew members during the cleanup. Our insurance company brought a crew in and were very responsive. In the meantime, because the powers that be had declared this a disaster area, my state license, my federal narcotics license, because of all this, I had all my licenses by Friday. But by golly, we opened back up that Saturday. We had so many folks that came by that didn't really necessarily need anything, just want to make sure we were okay, and they wanted to tell their story. And we did a lot of listening, did a lot of crying, hugging. So really, we feel quite fortunate. Number one, to serve our customers, to get back open as soon as we could was so important.
David Sterrett, with his wife, Sherry, owns and operates the Medicine Shop Pharmacy on East 32nd Street in Joplin. When our Sense of Community series continues at 4:30 this afternoon, a business on Connecticut, just south of 20th Street, is used to shelter victims of and first responders to the Joplin tornado of May 22nd, 2011. For KSMU and our Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.